Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the camels have been created for you to carry load. But even though they have been created for you, we have to love them, we have to respect them. There are several Sahih hadith, several. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, that there's a person who gave water to a thirsty dog by going in the well, by carrying the water in the socks, and because of that, he was granted Jannah. There's another hadith in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 4, that there was a prostitute, just because she gave water to a thirsty dog, she was granted Jannah. And a Sahaba asked, that do we get reward even for giving water to a dog? He said, yes, why not? Imagine the animal which is prohibited to come in our house. Even if we give water to that animal, Allah will reward you for that. And there's a hadith that once an old lady, she tied a cat and did not give it food. So Allah put her in hell, that why did she tie and did not give her food? At least you should have let it go free. She would have fed on the rodents. And that poster is there in one of the posters that is in the exhibition. So we have to even love and take care of the animals. Even the vegetations. We can eat them for a requirement, but not unnecessary. Kill the plants. Even in war, our Prophet Muhammad said that do not chop down trees, do not burn the crops. So all these are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Adiyat, chapter number 100, Allah says, Allah takes an oath of the steeds of war, the horses that run for war. Allah is taking oath and saying, Allah continues, verse number 1, 2, 3, 4, Allah says that these horses, sparks come out of their hooves, clouds of dust they raise, they enter the enemy, describing that Allah is taking an oath of these horses, the steeds of war. They are without any fear, just because their master commands them, the person who is a horse rider. For the sake of the master, they enter into the enemy. There are swords, there are weapons. Irrespective whether the weapons, the steed keeps on going because he wants to obey the master. Allah is taking oath of this force. And in the ending he says, but man is ungrateful. That means the horse, to obey the master, it is ready to die. It is ready to get itself killed. Just because the master says go, it goes. Whether there's an enemy, whether there's swords, whether there's a weapon, whether they're going towards their death, because of the master. But human beings are very ungrateful. That's the reason, it's the duty of every human being to reflect on the purpose of creation. That why have we been created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator. He's merciful. He's kind. He's forgiving. He's just. It's the duty of every human being that he should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship Him and no one else. And this life, you have to remember, is a test for the hereafter. If we follow His commandments, we shall go to Jannah. If we don't, we shall fail this test and go to Jahannam. And we have to take care of the ni'amah Allah has given us. I'd like to end my talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 110, which says, "Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas." O ye Muslims, ye are the best of people evolved for mankind. We are called as khaira ummah, the best of people. Whenever there is honor, it is always for the responsibility. There is no honor without responsibility. The responsibility is mentioned in the same verse, and Allah continues, "Ta'miruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah." Because we enjoin what is good and we forbid what is wrong and we believe in Allah. It's the duty of every Muslim that whatever he knows, if you know the purpose of creation, you have to tell it to the others. By what we created, we should worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is a test for the hereafter. Invite people to the truth, exhort them to the truth. Ta'miruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. And enjoin them towards the good and prevent them from going towards the wrong. It's the duty of every Muslim. Dawah is compulsory. If we do not enjoin what is good and we do not prevent people from going towards the wrong, we aren't fit to be called as Muslims. We aren't fit to be called as khaira ummah, the best of people. I would like to end my talk with the quotation of the Quran from Surah Nahl, chapter 16, verse 125. He says, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal mu'azatil hasna wajadil billati hasan." Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them and reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.